Ebis.
Dopeness with Mogu Mogu, which is a Chinza Dopeness is a Japanese rapper, and Mogu Mogu is the name of the song. And I don't listen to Japanese rap.
I wonder why, in case
anybody's like, oh Jesus, fucking weeaboo Japanophile bullshit. You listen to Japanese hip hop?
Yeah.
I don't. I stumbled upon that kind of by accident. And the reason I played the song is actually because I really liked the video, which I will post in the forums. But the reason I stumbled upon the song... Oh, I'm Kyle, by the way, and that's Orion.
Jesus!
just in case, it's first time listening. The reason I played the song is... Or the reason I stumbled upon the song and the video is because I was looking into... And I guess this does kind of make me a weeaboo Japanophile faggot, but I was looking into Japanese mythology. And I was looking into, specifically, I was looking at info on Japanese, like, mythological creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is this creature called the Kappa.
Okay.
Which is kind of, it's a river imp, basically. It's these little kind of humanoid turtle people.
Oh, Jesus.
With, like,
of course.
Kind of dishes in the tops of their heads filled with water.
Yeah.
They like to eat cucumbers.
Okay. Okay.
And if the water spills out of the little dish in their head, it, like, weakens them. That's, like, their weakness.
Comes up with this shit.
And the Japanese do, man. And the main character or whatever in this music video, it's a cartoon, is one of these Kappa things. And that's kind of how I stumbled upon it.
I was wondering, yeah, what that was.
But I've been getting really, I go through these phases where I become mini obsessed with things, for the span of maybe a couple weeks. And then I lose interest and I'm onto something else.
Yeah.
And it can be just about anything. Right now it is this Japanese mythology. Okay. I ordered a couple of books on it off of Amazon.
I've read about that on the Twitter. Yep. Yeah, Jesus.
And I wasn't sure if that made me more or less cool. Probably less.
Even I don't know.
But I'm really interested in it right now for two main reasons. Well, I mean, trying to explain myself here because I don't want to sound like an anime faggot.
Just say you're not an anime faggot and continue.
But the thing is, the reason Japan interests me so much is there are two main reasons. One is kind of like graphic design-wise. I tend to like their stuff that comes out of Japan more because it has kind of a sleekness and a vibrancy to it that I don't really see coming out of like America and
anywhere
Europe.
Else. Yeah.
And the second main reason is that Japan to me is like an alternate universe where like everything's kind of the same, but kind of fucking not the same at all. And that's kind of what I like about the reading about these mythological creatures is because, you know, we have mythological creatures we're familiar with, things like Bigfoot and unicorns and things like that. But they're all just kind of critters, like Bigfoot. It's a big hairy dude, and unicorns.
Lame.
It's a horse with a horn.
Ooh,
but their mythological creatures have weird shit, like a dish in the top of their head that's full of water, and if you knock the water out, they're weakened. Or for no apparent reason, they're into cucumbers. Yeah. These things, like these, has nothing to do with anything, but they like cucumbers a lot. Another Japanese mythological critter that I was reading about recently is called a Tsuchinoko.
Okay.
It's like a snake, kind of, but it has a fat midsection. I guess kind of like maybe it came from somebody seeing a snake that was eating
that would make sense.
But that's kind of what it looks like. It's like a snake full of some kind of animal. It's got a fat midsection and a stubby little tail. And they make weird, lots of weird noises, like chirping noises and mouse kind of squeaking noises. And they're supposedly able to speak. Depending on who you're talking to, they might just mimic human voices, or they might be able to actually speak and carry on a conversation. Man. They have, they really like alcohol. So like if you want to make friends with one of these things, apply them with booze. They're known to travel, like, you know how a snake kind of slithers side to side?
Yeah.
Well, instead, they kind of like inch like an inchworm.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also leap like 3 meters, and which snakes can't jump. And they like to bite their tail and roll around like a wheel. And there are more things about these.
It goes on and on.
And they can spit venom. Like it's just crazy shit. And there's crazier shit than that. Like there are these, I can't remember what they're called, but there are these things that are like, they're just giant black heads with eyes that rise out of the sea and scare people.
It's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I forget what those are called, but there's this whole list of this shit. And it's just fascinating. For one thing, it's kind of inspiring because it's like all of a sudden I've unlocked this whole other branch of like mythology that I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of...
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
I don't know.
So but on the other hand,
on the other hand, I'm a faggot. But whatever. I really find it interesting. And, but that's how I stumbled upon that video.
Yeah.
And that's really, I guess, all I've got to say about that shit. That is your Japanese mythology lesson of the week.
I have a comment. I can't help but think where this shit came from. Like, you know, with our mythology, Bigfoot, some guy in a suit, whatever. Maybe.
Well, I don't think boring Bigfoot, shit, but I don't think Bigfoot came from a guy in a suit.
No. I don't know. Like the origins of these things are pretty boring, I guess, with our shit. But with what you're talking about, I can't help think about the guy that's like, that comes up with this shit and goes to tell the world.
Yeah.
Or tell his best friend.
Well, there are all kind of like...
you won't believe what I saw.
Do you know what a Tanuki is?
I don't.
Do you remember like Tanuki Mario in Super Mario Brothers 3?
Yeah, yes.
It's when there's Raccoon Mario where he's got the tail and the ears, and then there's Tanuki Mario where he's basically wearing a whole raccoon suit.
Mm-hmm.
And in America, it's like, why is that called Tanuki Mario?
Yeah.
Well, it's called Tanuki Mario because Tanuki in Japan is actually these little critters that are also known as raccoon dogs.
Okay.
They look kind of like raccoons, but they're not raccoons.
I was confused about that, yeah.
And they're real animals. But they also have a mythology to them.
Okay, of course.
In which they are able to transform. They're shapeshifters.
Ah.
They can transform, and they like to play tricks. And
this thing's fucking with me.
And there's this weird thing to do with their testicles that I have a hard time explaining. Like, there's this movie.
That's great.
There's this anime movie called Pom Poko.
All right.
Which is like this, it's kind of like the anime equivalent of like a Disney movie.
Okay.
Like it's this cutesy family kind of movie. But in it, these raccoons are like fighting to save their forest.
Yeah.
And they can transform and stuff, and they play tricks, and they transform into like ghosts and demons and things to try to scare the humans away to keep them from developing the forest.
Like,
but they also fight and do various trickery involving their testicles, which can grow to enormous sizes. Like they grow like to twice the size of the raccoon itself's body, and then they'll like grab it with both arms and swing it around like a weapon.
See?
Or there's a part where they all like jump in the air, kind of stretch their balls out, they kind of flop down between their legs up and around their back, and they grab the corners of it
like over their head. Okay.
Yeah,
like,
and
over
they
their
fly
shoulders.
You know, like Cape Mario in Mario World, how he flies.
Yep.
Like that.
It's like, woo,
yeah.
Woo, woo.
They do that.
That's
they use it kind of like a parachute sort of thing. All kinds of weird shit with their balls.
This is what's wrong with censorship today. Like, this is where you can go.
Well, you know what's crazy?
With the imagination.
In Japan, this was no big deal because this was like, that's the thing with Tanukis.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this. When it came out here, because it did come out here, it was localized. One of the raccoons, they called them raccoons instead of trying to explain what a raccoon dog is. One of the raccoons was voiced by Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Whoa.
Yeah, really? When it came out here.
Oh, man.
But anyway, when it came out here, they called them raccoons, and their balls were very clearly animated. Like, you can't cut that out.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you do? Well, they just called them raccoon pouches.
Oh, Jesus.
Instead of, you know, my testicles, it's my raccoon pouch. But it's very obvious is what it, yeah. it is.
That's great.
But yeah, so there's all kinds of, there's crazy shit like that. And there's like foxes in Japanese mythology.
Yeah.
They're foxes, but again, like
there's always something.
Like raccoon dogs, they also are known to transform and play tricks on people.
Oh, I love how in depth these descriptions get, man. It's not just a horse with a horn. You know, it's like,
yeah.
No, have a seat. I got to tell you about this.
Yeah. Well, there's stories that go with all of them too. Like
kind of gives you more credibility when you tell
someone. I don't
remember
the details, but like there's a story involving a tanuki turning into like a jug or something and confusing someone. You know, but there are like there are like stories that go with them. I don't know. But then there are some, like, there are these scrolls, I forget what they call them, like yokai something, because yokai is kind of Japanese for, like, mythological monster. Mm-hmm. But there are these scrolls, like, dating back hundreds and hundreds of years that are just pictures of monsters with, like, very brief descriptions. And some of these monsters only exist, like, in this one scroll. So you have no idea, like, where did... was this a thing? Did people know about this? But this is the only record we have, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Lots of weird shit.
I'm kind of excited about this book.
I ordered two books.
Of them? Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
They're probably not going to be that great because they're both in English. I imagine, the wealth of information would be in Japanese-only publications, yes. But then I wouldn't be able to read them. So
exactly.
I'd be fucked.
Sounds interesting, though. I can't wait.
I also, to add to my Japanese faggotry, I also bought a book of Mega Man concept art.
Oh, what a fag.
I really like art books. Like,
just
sometimes, even when it's stuff I don't give a fuck about otherwise, I really like art books. Just
like
books full of like concept art and things like
concept
that.
Art. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know. Anyway, this is starting to get off into weird territory.
I think when you get the books, we should bring up one mythological Japanese creature a week.
Japanese myth of the week.
Yeah. Just read off on like what it is, because if they get pretty in-depth, it'll be entertaining for me, at least, because fucking... And it has giant balls.
It could be inspiration
and it can fly.
For true stories.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I was talking to you a few minutes ago before we started doing the show.
Yes.
And you kind of said you didn't want to do this, but I feel like we need to have a little bit,
dude, I told you.
Of.
Hey, everybody. It's time for baby talk.
You fucking asshole.
Primarily just because I made an intro clip for it. Do I feel that we need to talk about it? I figure this is going to be coming up a lot, so I needed to make an intro segment clip thing for it. Baby talk. Yeah. I have one thing in particular that I would like to talk to you about.
You always do.
Involving baby talk this week. It's kind of the thing you said you didn't really want to talk about, but kind of not.
Okay.
You and Aldi but you were there, got an ultrasound.
Yes, this week.
So you have like baby
ultrasound.
Yes.
I didn't know that all babies before they're born are ghosts. Because they always look like ghosts.
They're
see-through and goofy looking.
If you ever bought a ghost book back in the day, yes, yes.
Two things, actually, about the ultrasound that I wanted to bring up. One is that you took one of the ultrasound pictures and drew on it and posted that to your Facebook.
I did, in Photoshop, yeah.
I was wondering, and you can say no, but I was wondering if you would mind if I posted that in the
forum.
Don't
give a shit. Go for it.
I didn't think you would, but I didn't want to just do it, you know?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, Aldi also posted ultrasound photos to her Facebook, but she just posted them normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I commented, and I said something like...
Oh,
it looks
Jesus.
Like a foot.
Yeah.
It looks like a foot from space, I think is what I said.
Yeah.
And that comment mysteriously disappeared.
She told me about that. Yeah.
And so I'm wondering if she was offended or just thought, that's dumb. You're dumb. Delete.
I don't know why she deleted it. She brought that up and she just basically said, oh, Kyle left a silly, stupid comment. And I'm like, okay, what was it? And then she's like, and I deleted it. But she kind of I guess she was in the heat of the moment, like, God damn it, Kyle, why'd you say silly shit about my baby? Delete. And then kind of thought about it and like, I really shouldn't have done that.
Well, it doesn't matter. And I'm not offended that she deleted it.
Yeah. I was just kind of confused because the photo that you kind of drew on in Photoshop,
yes,
you mislabeled, you did it on purpose, obviously, yeah, but yeah, you mislabeled the head as balls. Like, that's basically kind of the point,
yeah,
of that photo was, yeah, look, balls, giant, massive balls.
Yeah.
Aldi liked that, yeah, on Facebook. She was like, yeah, that's great. Giant fucking balls on my baby. Yeah. And it has antennas in your photo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I said it looked kind of like a foot, which I genuinely think it did.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is what I did was
a lot
what worse.
What you
comparison
did was actually sillier than what,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
I was making a legitimate observation. Granted, I threw in the words from space, but that's because it kind of looks like, you know, ghostly and space-like.
Anything from space is awesome.
Yeah. I think I said it looked like a foot without toes.
Yeah.
Because there were no toes, but it has like that kind of, I don't know, foot shape.
Speaking of that shit, I don't know if if you look at it close enough, it looks like it has six toes, and I'm a little worried.
Shit.
But, you know, the whole thing's kind of fuzzy and shit, so I don't know. But I'm, like, counting them. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Freak!
As long as they're not...
Down syndrome. Yes.
Like, as long as it's just, like, kind of an extra pinky toe off on the side,
I
you can get
so
that thing fucking
if it's
lasered
two big
off
toes,
or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
oh,
yeah.
God, what if it's like two toes that are kind of half merged though?
Oh, God.
Or like they're all webbed.
I will. I'll abort it when it's three, right? In my own little way.
It is getting closer and closer. You know, the yeah more fully formed it gets, the closer you are to aborting it.
Yeah, we did get a little brochure on like Down syndrome, and you can test now.
Yeah,
but I'm a little worried.
I don't think it's a big deal, but isn't there like some risk involved
yeah
in the test, though?
They basically stab a needle into,
yeah,
you know, extract some fluid to test some shit. And they could possibly maybe potentially stab it in the face.
Right.
Maybe that.
Right.
So there is a risk. And I'm not willing.
Here's the deal. We can tell you if your baby's going to have Down syndrome,
yeah,
or not, but we might accidentally kill it.
Yeah.
But it's I think I'll take my chances.
Yeah. I'd rather, if it does, I'd rather know later rather than sooner. So
if
that would ruin
you
my
took
summer.
The, like, you took, if you had, yeah, them do the Down syndrome test right now,
yeah,
and they were like, yeah, it's going to be a Downsy.
Yeah.
Would you guys abort it then at this point?
That's why they kind of issue the brochure.
Like, isn't that what isn't that what the test is
it
for? Like, kind of? Because,
yes,
I mean, I guess it'd be nice to know ahead of time, but if you're going to,
yeah,
have the baby either way.
They actually mention it, like, in the brochure, like, and you can make your decision on whether you want to continue. And
right.
We were, we haven't really sat down and talked about it. Like, we keep joking about, yeah, how, like, even way back, if we have a Down, I'm going to abort that shit. And,
just have her squat over the garbage disposal.
And if she does, like, we didn't know you could find out beforehand, I guess. I don't,
yeah,
know. Nobody told us. But if it was born with Down syndrome, she was like, oh, we'll give it up for adoption. Haha, jokes.
Yeah.
So far, it's all been jokes. I have no idea what we would do. I would feel horrible. But goddamn, man, it's just, you can make another one, you know?
Frankie.
Oh, shit. Somebody said if it has Down syndrome, we should call it Optimus Prime. Did I tell you that?
No, but that's a good idea.
Yes.
You should probably call it that anyway. Especially if it's a girl.
They're calling roll in class. Johnny?
Here.
Optimus Prime?
Great.
It might be funnier if you named it like Starscream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because that's like even crazier. Like Optimus fucking Prime is like the good guy, but Starscream. Yeah. Damn.
It even sounds funny if you don't know what the fuck they're talking,
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
Ooh, Starscream.
Starscream. Right. Starscream sounds like ice cream.
Ice cream. Yes.
You should name your kid Ice Cream if it has Down syndrome.
What's your name? Ice Cream. But then it might, I don't know what it would do.
Or buttercream.
Butter.
Buttercream would be a great name for a Downsy.
Oh, God.
Hey, little Buttercream. Come here. Like, that sounds, I could see that. Buttercream. Oh,
that's fucking priceless.
Well, Downsies are priceless.
I want a list of all the potential names if it does have Down syndrome. I mean, it may or may not be retarded, but if it has Down syndrome, it would be a lot better. I mean,
yeah. Well, if you're going to have a retard, that's the kind to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are plenty of kinds of retards.
I need a list. But. Mine was only like three names long, like stupid shit, Frankie.
Right now, I'm really digging Buttercream.
Yeah, I love it.
I could see that. Like a Down syndrome cartoon character would be named Buttercream.
That's on the top of my list. I'll have to talk to Aldi about that.
Well, don't tell her it was my idea.
Okay.
Because she'd
love it if it came from me, but yeah, Kyle
really
came up with it.
Confused about that whole, like, the foot thing, just because, like, I wouldn't have expected her to give a shit about that.
Yeah.
So it just kind of struck me as odd.
Yeah. I'll ask her about it.
Well, you don't, I mean, it's not a big deal. I just was curious, like, does she have, like, something... Like, we have a history with our family members looking like feet. It hurts when you mention it.
No.
I guess that's enough baby talk.
Thank you.
I don't have any more baby. Maybe it'll come back
up. See what happens?
Later,
I'm like, no, I don't want to talk about it. And then I end up talking about it, like, forever.
Yeah, well,
we could be talking about funnier shit.
I had to do it this week anyway because I had an intro clip.
That's true.
But
you son of a bitch. So
it's going to keep coming up.
Okay.
I mean, you're having
a kid. I'm going to have to come up with shit.
You're having a kid. That's not going to go away.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
We had a menstruation scare.
Oh. Okay, anyway, I didn't really post much in the forum this week, but there were a bunch of posts, but I didn't really respond to them, so I kind of wanted to do that on the show.
Okay.
Which is actually kind of why I didn't respond to them, because I kind of felt like I couldn't take care of it in the forum.
I knew what you were up to.
The first response we got to last week's episode was from Marleykins, and it's kind of about her whole, you know, her and her boyfriend, she wants to get toys, and he's like, ew, that's gross, you're a gross pervert, I'm not gonna sex you, or something similar to that.
That's how it went down, I'm sure.
I'm sure that's exactly what it sounded like. Anyway, she made some clarifications, like she said she's not talking about dildos, she's talking about stuff like vibrators, lubes, other random stuff that may be there, I guess, at the store.
But not for dildos.
Not for personal masturbation stuff, but for stuff we could use together, which I'm pretty sure we were clear on.
Yeah.
But we just weren't entirely sure if she meant rubber dicks or not.
Yeah.
She said, as far as shopping online versus going to a store, sure, I could go to a website, but there's always products with pictures of their items that look different than they actually are, blah, blah, blah. Basically, she'd rather go to the store where you can actually see what you're going to buy, which makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
It's easier to do it online, but I can see why you would want to see them in
person. They give specs. Yeah, it's this long. Yeah.
As far as why I want him to go with me, for one, I can't drive. I'm not sure if I knew that or not. I feel like maybe I did.
I feel like I did.
But I don't know.
But I forget why. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember if it's like for a legitimate reason or it's just because you're a dumb girl.
Jesus.
No. But for one, I can't drive, which sucks. And two, yes, I do want his input. I think that if we actually got the stuff and got over the giggly, LOL, we're using toys thing, he may be into it, but it's not something he's ever done. So I want him to actually try it before he's like, no, it's not my thing. But whenever I ask him to take me, he's like, that's just not something I do or am into. But he's never done it, so how would he know? In response to that, there are lots of things I've never done that I know I wouldn't like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to try. I mean, people say that, don't knock it till you try it. That's bullshit. You don't have to know.
Yeah.
You don't have to try it first.
But then again, he doesn't have to be into it. It's not like he's sticking the shit in him. I don't know.
Well, it depends on what they're getting.
I like holding it and putting it in you.
What it sounds like to me,
I don't know,
and I still don't really know.
Yeah.
But what it sounds like to me is that he has an aversion to this whole thing. Like there's some kind of part of his brain that I don't know if he's like this overall, but something to do with sex. There's a part of him that's like slightly puritanical, like I'm into sex because I'm human, but I don't like all that dirty stuff.
Yeah,
which, you know, to a certain extent, like, what do you do? You
that's
can't
the majority.
You can't turn that off. You can't just be like, I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
Now I'm into all kinds of filth. You know, if that's who you are, that's who you are.
Yeah.
But you can, you know, be a little. What's the word I'm looking for? you can compromise a little bit, try new things if it's completely in private. So I still maintain that what I think you should do, instead of pushing him so hard, trying to get him to go to this store, is find some way to get there by yourself and bring this shit home. Because I think ultimately, even if you get him to the store, if it's this much of a struggle, he's going to resent you for it. He's going to be like, I didn't want to do this. I told you I didn't want to do this. The only reason I'm doing this is because you wanted me to so bad. Yeah, and he's going to resent you a little bit for it. But if you bring the stuff home and introduce it to him completely in private, I think he'd be a lot more likely to sort of go with it.
Yeah.
So I really think that's what you should do.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, she says later, I don't need the stuff, but I do get bored, for lack of a better word, with the same thing over and over. If nothing changes, I wouldn't be that upset, but I do like variety. I want to experiment. There was something I meant to read there and I missed it. Anyway, she wants his input.
Yeah.
I would say you obviously have something in mind. I would say get something that you think is kind of benign to start out with, and bring that home and introduce that and see how that goes.
Keep
that,
the receipt though. Yeah.
If that goes well, then maybe work your way up to other stuff and maybe getting him to go with you. If that doesn't go so well, then I think it's time to back off.
Yeah.
And you know, if that's going to be like a, I don't know if that's going to be like a make it or break it kind of issue in your relationship, but I think that's the way it's going to be at that point. You know, if you want to bring like warming lube home and he can't fucking handle it, then I think, you know, at that point that everything else is pretty much out of the question.
Yes.
She says she was under the influence of alcohol during her call, so she could have explained it better. He thinks that her wanting a toy means he isn't good enough for her.
I think most guys, yeah.
I would maybe
it could
think
go either
that,
way with the girl, yeah.
I would maybe think that if she was talking about like, come on, I want to get a massive black rubber dong, then I would maybe feel that way. Maybe, you know, like, okay,
yeah,
clearly this isn't doing it for you. But if you want like some kind of weird tingly lube or a vibrator or basically anything that isn't a dick, just a bigger dick than my dick, then I wouldn't. I mean, I'd maybe he still would. I don't know. I don't know him, but I wouldn't lean that way. It sounds to me less like he thinks you want something to replace him because he's not good enough, and more like he thinks this stuff is kind of generally icky.
Yeah.
He keeps telling you it's not his thing.
Yeah.
He's not interested. Apparently, she's trying to show him things on the internet, and he's like, no, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Like, he won't even look at websites, whether it sounds to me like it's just really not his thing.
Yeah.
I wonder, does he watch porn? And if so, is he willing to do it in front of you? If he's not, like if he's resistant to watching it in front of you,
good call.
Then I would say that's a huge indicator. If, on the other hand, he's totally cool that he even kind of likes it, you know, watching porn with you, then maybe it really is that he thinks the toys mean he's not good enough. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it sounds to me like he's just got a little bit of a Puritan streak.
Yeah, same here.
And so I think you need to kind of baby steps this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of that.
Yeah.
Did you have anything? Did I cover it?
No, you covered it.
Yeah. I maybe should have given you more input time there.
No. I think we got it.
Okay. What's next? Sex toys. This is John Kay talking. He says, it's interesting to me that it's so much more acceptable and normal for women to use sex toys than for men to. I can't imagine buying a fake vagina. I can't even imagine wanting to. It's a little weird to me that Marley Cakes guy is that opposed to it. I understand the insecurity, I suppose. She likes this device more than my dick, but he shouldn't be too concerned. I, too, think it's kind of weird that, like, it's almost expected for a woman to have a dildo or a vibrator at home. But if a guy has, like, a fleshlight, it's kind of like, Jesus, pervo. But I think it's actually, I think the attitudes towards that are kind of slowly changing. Just from, like, kind of things I've heard in conversations and, like, I get the impression that if you were in mixed company and you admitted to having a fleshlight.
Yeah.
I think the fleshlight in particular is somehow like making it okay. Because it's like the male equivalent of a dildo, basically.
Yeah.
Which I think there kind of wasn't before. Like the closest thing I'd ever heard of before I heard of the fleshlight was this thing that was basically an ass and a vagina. It was like, it was the most ridiculous thing. I'd seen them at sex toy stores, and it's like a disembodied ass, and you just kind of set it somewhere, and then you fuck it. It's the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
I think that's part of why it's like not okay for a guy, because you have to have like an entire fake ass in order to do this.
Yeah.
But now you got the fleshlight, which is more or less the same thing as a dildo. I think that's kind of opening the door for dudes. Yeah, although I kind of interrupted myself. In mixed company, if you said, oh yeah, I have a fleshlight, I think there's probably closer to a 50-50 chance that people are going to be like, that's cool.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking about it, you know, like I've always been interested, but never wanted to admit it. So tell me more. How is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine you'd get a lot of guys responses kinda, like that. Then
we all saw the ads, you know, on the internet, and we're kind of like,
Yeah. So yeah, I think like that's kind of changing, but then again, maybe that's just my weird perception of things. Maybe I'm completely wrong.
That came up at work. Somebody said they had a fleshlight, one of my coworkers, and everybody was kind of interested, like, so how is it? Giggles aside. But then I brought up the fact that if I were to get it, I'd want the ass one. And then it went downhill. Like, what the fuck? You like anal? And I'm like, no, it's just tighter, I figured. And
have you seen the
out of control?
Have you seen the alien like Avatar one? There's like
what
this.
The fuck? There's, really?
I don't know how, like, where they got the idea that this is what Avatar aliens' vaginas look like, but there's a fleshlight that's like, it's blue and it's meant to be, at least the one place I saw it, it's meant to be basically the aliens from Avatar. This is what their vaginas are like.
Hmm.
Give it a fuck.
Jesus. That's worse than the fucking furries out there. I don't know.
I don't know if that's worse.
Avatar.
Wanting to fuck the Avatar aliens, I think, is slightly better, actually, than furries. Not by
it's on
much.
The same kind of playing field.
Yeah,
but they're
not
different.
By much, but I think it's slightly better.
Yeah.
There was some talk about Tunisia in here. Like John Kay was talking about how what did he say? He said he knew it was in Africa, but knew little else about it.
Yeah.
Do I think it's a duty to know about Tunisia? Dare we even use the word duty anymore? Not really. At the same time, I can't quite say, well, I don't know anyone there and I don't live there, so I have zero interest.
That was a good point. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't, because we kind of got into it.
I wouldn't
last
say
week.
It's not a good point.
Like,
because it is
because
a good,
I don't live there. Who gives a shit?
It is
kind of stupid to say,
but that's not really what I said.
Yeah.
That's the issue that I like. If it's not a bad point that he made, but if it was meant to be a counterpoint,
I think, yeah, we might have to clarify.
Because I did kind of clarify last week that I don't think knowing about it is a bad thing. And like, fuck them, they, you know, not, nobody should know about it because they suck and who cares.
Yeah.
Just that there's no reason for me to know about it, like that I should know about
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know anyone there. I don't live there. So I don't have any reason that I should have interest.
Okay.
I can have interest, and if I do, great.
Yeah.
but there's no reason that I should.
I love that. Great.
Great. I know that sounded flippant, but I meant it. Like, if you are interested in what's going on in Tunisia, great.
Okay. Okay.
Just don't look at me like I'm an asshole because I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, if I cared, would things change? They wouldn't.
No.
But yeah, so I don't have a problem with you giving a shit about Tunisia, even if it's a passing, you know, interest, like, oh, here it is in the news. I'll read about it. That's fine. I don't care. What else? What else? What else? Oh, half left. He says, oh, Tunisia? You were pronouncing it Tunzia.
No.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about either.
Perhaps I'm pronouncing Tunisia wrong, although I'm pretty sure I've heard it.
I heard it on the television, and it sounded like what you said.
Yeah, I don't think I made it
like
up.
Anyone
the
would
pronunciation.
Tunisia.
But he says, oh, Tunisia, spelled the way I thought it was spelled, and presumably pronounced the way I've been pronouncing it. He says, you were pronouncing it Tunisia, which I can only think of being pronounced Tunzia or Tunzia. And I definitely wasn't saying that.
Exactly. He must have been smoking some kind of Manchester crack. I don't know.
I don't know either. So I would like a little bit of
explanation.
Clarification there.
Clarification.
As to what he was talking about or how it's supposed to be pronounced.
I think we both had the same facial expression after reading that. Like, huh?
What are you talking about, buddy?
Oh, Gavin. Yes, what else?
I'm reading through the forums right now. That's why I keep pausing and making weird little sounds trying to
fillers.
Fill it in time. Yeah.
Fillers are the best.
There's some crap about steak.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Pichu says he doesn't think you and Aldi changing up your shifts at work will be too big of a deal, considering how Aldi will have to take a lot of time off due to having a baby. Well, yeah, but then eventually she'll go back.
Yeah.
And they'll still have a baby.
Yes.
That was kind of
Paul,
where the discussion was going.
You silly man.
You goof. And then he said, ew, dildo. So Paul wouldn't go to the dildo store with you either, Marleykin. Oh. Sorry. And that's kind of it for the forum stuff.
Yeah.
I think actually I need to take a break and regroup.
All right.
So you want to take a break? A
lot of fillers in there. Yes.
All right.
Let's take a break.
Do you like podcasts? Do you like meat? Here's what you do. You pick up your phone, you dial 61-MEAT-5581. Yes, 61-MEAT-5581. You leave a voicemail. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. I don't care where you live. I don't give a shit about you. Call 61-MEAT-5581. Leave a voicemail. It'll make you a better person.
Well, howdy, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to us. I was thinking,
yeah,
you know how we have a Twitter?
Yeah.
You know how sometimes I post things on there? Sometimes
yeah.
People are like, oh, this is what I'm doing. I want you to talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did a little bit of that this week. I said, what'd I say? Something offensive, I think. I said something about nignogs. I said, oh, podcast night, you're so regularly occurring.
Yes.
What's going on, nignogs? And to that, I got Marleykins sent along a link to a story about an airline passenger. And there's a video attached to this, so I think I'll just play that.
All right.
I took my
Oh, shut up, bitch. Start at the beginning.
Even the thought of it could be disgusting. Blood inside of an air sickness bag on a plane. But an Arlington doctor may never know if the blood she came in contact with was contaminated. That's what worries her the most. Generally, Rebecca Lopez has this News 8 exclusive.
This Arlington doctor...
Okay. I will let it play some more because we barely got anything there. But I just wanted to point out that right now they're showing an extreme close up of a black woman's eyebrow.
Yeah.
And she's crying. And apparently she's a doctor and she was on a plane and something to do with possibly contaminated blood. But I think regardless, she's being a giant pussy. Because you're on the news crying because I came in contact with some blood?
Mystery blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're crying. Okay. All right, here we go.
She's emotional today because of what she says happened to her and her six-year-old daughter aboard a plane from St. Louis to Dallas.
I took my Kleenex and proceeded to immerse it into the trash bag. And when I did that...
Okay, I got to stop again because she says she took her Kleenex...
Sorry.
First of all, I feel like there was a lead up to this story that we're not getting.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we cut in the middle of this story.
Yeah.
So I took my Kleenex, I had, and I immersed it into the trash bag. What? A.
I'm lost.
What? I don't think that's the correct use of the word immerse.
Yeah.
It may be, I might be wrong, but I believe there would need to be something in the trash bag for you to be immersing it in. I don't think just putting it in the trash bag is considered immersing. I could be wrong, but
just sounds weird.
Just it's I because I read the article
just
actually for a change.
Yeah,
I read the article, so I kind of know what happened. And if you hadn't read the article and you're just listening to this or watching this, this isn't really giving you any idea of what happened so far. Like it's giving you a weird skewed idea of what happened.
Okay,
but anyway.
Hand came out full of blood and mucus.
Okay, let me back that up a second.
My Kleenex and proceeded to immerse it into the trash bag. And when I did that, my hand came out full of blood and mucus.
Okay, so if you haven't read the article and you're just watching this, here's what you got.
Take it away.
Doctor on a plane with her six-year-old daughter. For some reason, she has a trash bag. full of blood. And she's putting a Kleenex into it.
And taking it out. All right.
And taking it out. Yeah, and taking it out?
Because that makes sense.
Did you have like a cleaning solution in the trash bag that you were dipping it in? Maybe that's why she used the word immerse. Yeah, why'd you take it back out? Oh, no, she pulled her hand back out and it had blood on it.
I see.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Woman says when she realized she had blood on her hands, she was frightened.
So I panicked, and then I threw the bag on the floor.
Okay, wait a minute. I gotta stop it again, because this is supposedly a doctor. Now, they've never mentioned what kind of doctor. You know, what does she practice?
Yeah.
But she's a doctor. She got a little blood on her hand, and she panicked. Can't be any kind of good doctor.
And then the blood smeared on the side of the airplane.
She says she asked the flight attendants if they would keep the bag so the blood could be tested, but no one did, and she wants to know why.
I was in the doctor's office all morning.
Because you have a bloody trash bag. It's trash anyway. You throw the bloody trash bag away.
Yeah.
You don't just like wander around the cabin with it. I mean, I get, you know,
save it on the shelf.
So I can find out if it was contaminated with AIDS.
Yeah,
But I doubt it was some kind of conspiracy to keep you from finding out if you have AIDS.
Getting myself checked for, you know, infectious disease.
Tests she may not have needed had the substance been kept. American says it's sorry this happened. The airline encourages people to check the bags before using them because crews don't always clean the planes between flights.
It was more frightening than anything else. And when it happened to me, it's something that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
Are you getting the same impression I am that she is way overreacting?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yes.
Gross.
Yeah. Okay, what actually happened? She calls it a trash bag. It was like the air sickness bag.
Yeah.
So she's got the air sickness bag, and apparently somebody got, I'm guessing, got air sick in it, but in a really weird, gross, bloody way. And she didn't realize there was stuff in the bag. I don't know how you don't realize that, but, you know, if there's enough blood in the bag for you to stick your hand in there just to drop a Kleenex in and pull back blood, I don't know how you don't realize there's stuff in it
before. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so she gets a little blood on her hand, and, like, the world ended. I mean, I get, strange blood. This could have diseases. Did you hear that? Michael. Whoa! Sounded like a turkey. Anyway, I get it. Strange blood, could be infected. Gross.
Yeah.
But not like, land this plane now, I'm going to explode.
Yeah.
You know, and like weeks later, I'm going to cry about it. Gross, you know?
Yeah.
American does plan to pay for the doctor's medical expenses. Rebecca Lopez, Channel 8 News, Fort Worth.
That's it.
That's I cannot believe, one, I can't imagine what kind of doctor she is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking medical assistant, but I'm a doctor. You know, not even. I don't know. But two.
Maybe she's a chiropractor.
Maybe. But has she never heard of testing herself? I mean, shit, man. You can go test yourself.
She did go get. That's one of the things.
Test the blood. That would take as long as testing you.
In the beginning of the story there, it said something like, Because they didn't keep the bag, she might never know.
We'll never know.
But she did actually. It says in the story, both in the article and the video, that she went and got tested.
Yeah.
She's okay. But we'll never know. What? Maybe. She's fine.
Yeah, she turned out fine, but she really wants to know if there was blood in there so she could file a lawsuit. Maybe.
It may have been slightly more convenient to test the blood in the bag. But it all worked out okay. Everybody calm down. No big deal. I mean, we don't even know for sure because she didn't get to test it. But we don't even know for sure that it was blood.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other red things in the world.
Yeah.
It could have been
blood
something
else. And mucus.
Yeah, that's what she said. Blood and mucus.
I just pictured
it probably was too. It was probably somebody like hawking up a nasty movie or something.
Some old guy, you know. Ooh, I'm dying.
Yeah. And then they like spit it on the air sickness bag, and then absent-mindedly left it because they're like, I'm not going to keep this trash bag full of blood
and mucus. They'll clean it up.
And they would have eventually, but presumably the plane kind of landed, let everybody off, and then let a bunch more people on and took off.
Yeah.
You know, that happens. So it didn't get cleaned.
Yeah.
I think it's I think it's gross. I think it's unfortunate, but I think it's a non-issue. I think it's
non-issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what a dick! The guy, someone hawks a loogie or some shit, And just instead of, excuse me, can you throw, do you, like they come around, the stewardess and flight attendants, they come around.
I don't think
do you have
any
trash? No, I just packed that away with the magazines.
I don't think it's that big a deal. Yeah. I mean, it could have just been forgetfulness, you know, like maybe, maybe halfway through the flight, you hawked up this nasty loogie and you like had to go somewhere. So it goes in the air sickness bag.
Yeah.
And then the air sickness bag has to go somewhere. You don't want to just kind of sit there and hold on to it.
Put it
so
in
you put
little...
it back in that little thing on the seat back.
Yeah.
Then maybe you take a nap. End of the flight comes around.
Yep.
Yeah. And you forgot.
You forgot,
that you hawked a loogie into the air sickness bag.
Yeah.
You know.
This bitch wants attention.
Shit. I do think it's kind of, this is a bit of an attention grab because she's like I said, she's crying.
Yeah.
And everything's okay. Yeah.
She wants money. She sounds black.
Well, she is. I told you she was black.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, she's looking for cash.
Yeah. I like that that played into it, though. She sounds black.
Yeah.
So
I am a little suspicious.
Clearly. And she's a doctor. I think something's wrong with this picture. There are no black doctors, except maybe in the movies.
Yeah.
Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy. Okay, so that's that. That's the thing. The first little link from Marlikins. Marlikins also sent along a link to a YouTube video. She says, also, please review this song.
Okay.
I watched a little bit of this earlier, and I'm not sure how well this is going to carry over, because it was a little hard to understand.
Okay.
Come on, YouTube. Here we go. So far, it's just kind of a subpar R&B song. Okay. I am having a lot of trouble understanding.
It's a little tough, yeah.
Some of the words, but I can tell you for sure that the chorus here, she's saying, "Don't come in me," and it means what it sounds like it means.
Reach around and pull it out.
Yeah. Don't. Basically, the song is about don't ejaculate inside me because I don't want to get pregnant. That is the gist of the song.
Okay.
And I don't know who these people are, but it appears to be, you know, not a joke. Yeah. Like, this isn't a parody or anything.
Yeah.
This is like, let me smell your dick. That wasn't a joke. That was a real
legit
thing.
Legit song.
Yeah. Let's listen to a little more. And I should mention kind of what's going on in the video. Like,
What's going on?
I think maybe there's a story going on. I'm just not paying close enough attention, but there was some weird stuff like her laying on a hotel bed singing and a dude like also in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then a scene of her with two dudes on the beach and then like her standing on the beach. And now there's a dude walking to a car with a duffel bag. I don't really know. I think there's probably a story going on here. Maybe she got pregnant in the video and like he's leaving.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, he's walking to the car in slow motion with his duffel bag. She freaky, yeah, she wanna be, that's my baby, that's my lady, sex are crazy. Put them legs up, horses racing, this love making, and it's best. I kiss that neck while I grab them breasts, and my boo-boo just scream out yes. So I go deep, a little more deeper, I ain't West Haven, but this pussy is a keeper. Love what I squeeze, pussy is a keeper.
She a beast bent over and can take it like a soldier.
She a beast bent over and could take it like a soldier.
Ooh,
that is romance, if I have ever heard it. I paused it right now, and it's kind of like transitioning between two scenes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. One is a dude throwing dollar bills onto the floor, and the other is a floor covered in rose petals, or maybe a bed top covered in rose petals, but it's a bunch of rose petals, and it's like transitioning between the two.
Nice.
It's like, they're similar. Why are you throwing money on the ground?
You can't do an R&B video without cash on the floor. Yeah.
Cash on the ground.
Pull that hair, grab them shoulders. If it get too rough, little mama roll over. No, it ain't over. We just get started. Little to hear that nookie
Okay.
What the fuck?
Did you hear what I just heard?
Yeah.
Love to hear that nookie fart.
Yeah.
Do people love that? Like, I know what he's like. I assume he's talking about like queefing or whatever you call
it. Yeah.
And it doesn't bother me, but do people like love that? Like, yeah.
I don't know, but he kind of makes it sound like everybody should and does.
Do you?
I know.
I mean, I'm kind of indifferent, you know. I don't see how that, because it sounds like a fart. Like, there's no way that can really be sexy.
Yeah, like,
I'm pretty much indifferent, but that is basically what it sounds like.
Hot.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some more. Hey. Let me just say that I think black people don't pay attention in sex.
Yeah, I was about to say that, yeah.
Because don't come in me is fine.
That's fine.
Except that it really shouldn't be an issue. Because if you really don't want to have kids, well, I guess this is maybe
a
lesson you could have learned. Maybe you didn't pay attention in sex ed. But if
I knew what I was doing.
Pulling out is not an effective form of birth control.
Yeah.
And everybody should know that by now.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, by now.
But pull out, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
What? You didn't pull out? Oh,
I'm
pregnant.
We are maybe a little over a third of the way through this song, and I don't know if I can do anymore.
Okay, yeah, I'm good.
But,
I've got my fill.
Yeah, I've had enough. Thank you. That was Ray Jr. featuring Erica Kanye.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, the girl is actually the featuring. So the song is actually called She Said Don't Come In Me, because it's his song.
I see. That's great.
Okay, yeah, so that's that. Then 19 Cartwheels, Jeff, our buddy Jeff, who sent us the Christmas card and stuff, he says, I'll have to explain this in a second, but he says, talk Streets of Fire. Did you watch because of Paxton? I almost watched because it has a Springsteen song for a title. We're such nerds. Now, on Facebook yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was yesterday because that was when I watched it. I just watched the movie Streets of Fire, which is an 80s movie that I had never seen before. And I posted on my Facebook wall, I said, I just watched Streets of Fire for the first time. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And he apparently saw that and he said, talk about it. Did you watch because of Paxton, meaning Bill Paxton? I didn't even know he was in it until I saw it.
Yeah.
And like everything else pretty much that he was in, he did make it better.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did not watch because of him. Have you seen this movie?
I have not.
I didn't even know it existed until...
Never heard of it.
I don't know, maybe a year or two ago. And even then, it was still kind of on the periphery of my mind.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I still didn't really think about it. I was, of all things, I was reading about Final Fight, the video game series, and how a lot of it was inspired by this movie, Streets of Fire.
Okay.
And I got to thinking, that's weird.
Because
you know Final Fight, right?
At least. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, like one of the main characters is Mayor Mike Hagar.
Oh, God.
Who is a shirtless, like pro wrestler built dude with a pair of suspenders. He's the mayor of a city called Metro City. He has a brilliant, like Freddie Mercury style mustache. And he's a giant, like ex wrestler.
Yep.
And his daughter gets kidnapped and he goes shirtless into the streets to beat the fuck out of every punk in town until he can rescue his daughter. And I'm like, there's a movie
like this?
Yeah. So I watched it and it's not exactly that, but it's kind of that. And it's hard for me to explain. Like, I felt like there's this sort of specter of nostalgia, like my childhood kind of in my brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this, like the spirit of me kind of in there. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
But this movie kind of embodies it. Like it's got this like 80s aesthetic to it, kind of.
I know what you're saying,
like,
man.
Like visually and musically, and like it's, I don't know how it was shot exactly, but I get the impression that a lot of it was like it's meant to be outdoors, but it was actually shot on a sound stage or something. And
yeah,
oh God, I really have a hard time explaining
I know what you're getting at, and I think
and it
a
does
lot of,
have like kind of this beat 'em up brawler video game sort of aesthetic.
Yeah,
real like 80s movie slash video game kind of logic. Like at one point, this lead singer of I guess a rocka group, her name is Ellen Aim. She gets kidnapped.
Yeah,
by a biker gang called the what were they called? The Bombers. Led by Willem Dafoe, whose character's name was Raven.
All right.
So they kidnap her, apparently just because he fancies her. Like, I like you. Yeah. I want to get with you. So they kidnap her. And then her ex-boyfriend, Tom Cody, he's like the hero of the movie. Mm. His sister calls him back to town because he left town a long time ago because they broke up and he just couldn't deal with her anymore. She was becoming too much of a star and he couldn't handle it, so he left. Well, she calls him back to rescue her, to rescue his ex-girlfriend. And he hooks up with this tomboy chick named McCoy, who's like ex-military, and they go out to rescue Ellen from this gang. Meanwhile, there are police.
Yeah.
But the police are kind of like bad guys that are almost neutral, but they're not even trying. And Ellen Aim, this rock star chick, was kidnapped in the middle of a concert, like off the stage by this biker gang. And the cops aren't even trying to find out where she is or to try to save her. Everybody knows who did it.
Yeah.
Everybody in town knows who did it. But they're not even making an attempt.
I love it. I love it.
So these vigilantes have to go in and get her. And they do, and they blow shit up.
Yeah.
Like, the guy, Tom Cody, he gets a rifle, and he goes to this bar called Torchy's, I think, where the Bombers, the bad biker gang, hang out.
Yeah.
And with this McCoy chick and Rick Moranis, who is apparently Ellen Aim's new boyfriend, and he's like her manager. He's a total prick. He's a little wiener, but he's got money, so he's like an asshole to everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, they all go, and there are motorcycles exploding and just fire everywhere. It's crazy. I don't know. I nearly exploded watching it, is what happened. And you know what's weird is it's one of those things where if you were to point at different things that happened during the movie and say, that's fucking dumb. That's fucking dumb. That's fucking dumb. It's like they were all dumb in the right way.
The
perfect way for me to go, yeah, that was fucking dumb, but I loved it. I don't know.
Kid in the back of your head.
Yeah.
That still is in love and understands that kind of thing, you know,
I just
about
can't believe
that era.
I missed this somehow because it feels like it feels like I made it.
I don't know. Like my brain shat this out.
That's great.
That's what it felt like watching it. The only complaint I can think of that I had about it really was that I would have cast someone that I found more attractive as Ellen Aim because it was Diane Lane.
Diane Lane.
I believe that's who it was. And anyway, she's someone I've never really found attractive. She was more attractive then than she is now to me. But
I believe it. Yeah.
Never really found her very attractive.
Diane Lane.
Okay. Anyway.
I'll have to see that.
I don't think I have more to say about it because, you know.
It's funny how a lot of people lose that, what you're talking about, like that little kid in the back of your head. You
I'm
know,
glad
that
you understand
and interpret
what I mean.
Like you watch it and you should be like most people saying, wow, that's fucking stupid. But you get it, why it is. A lot of people lose that little kid in the back of their head that understand that shit.
There's a weird like kind of 50s-ish aesthetic. It's like it kind of melded like certain aspects of like 50s stuff with the 80s. It's really strange, but like saying that out loud, it sounds like garbage.
It does, yeah. It sounds retarded.
But it's like just right. It was done just right
what
so that I
the
like
50s
it.
50s could
like
be awesome.
Weird hair, maybe 60s, like weird hairstyles and things and like the way people dress, like there's a lot of suspenders going on.
Okay, I got it.
You'd have to see it. I can't explain it.
I will watch this.
But like the first thing Tom Cody does when he comes home, the first thing he does when he comes home is steals a car.
Like, for fun.
Yeah.
just for the fuck of it.
Yeah.
He rode a bus or a train. Like, he rode a train home, yeah. And then he steals a car.
Nice.
As soon as he gets there.
No police anywhere.
And takes his sister out, like, drag racing around the town.
Jesus.
And then he gets pulled over by the cops and gets away.
Wow,
like,
of course.
They let him go. And they let him go, but the cops, like, recognized him because he grew up in that town.
Yeah.
There's like one new cop who didn't recognize him and one old cop, and they're like partners.
Mm-hmm.
And the old cop recognized him, let him go. Then as they're walking away, like the old cop doesn't like Tom Cody, and the new cop kind of doesn't like him either because he's driving around like an asshole. And the old cop says, yeah, we used to have all kinds of trouble with him. One time I pulled him over and he had a gun in the glove box. But they didn't do anything when they pulled him over for reckless driving. Oh, and by the way, he didn't have a license on him.
Oh, Jesus.
Can I see your license? Oh, I must have left it at home. And they let him go.
Oh, that's so bad.
It's so weird.
It's so bad.
I don't know how to, but I loved it.
Movies like that, I have Netflix and I watch a lot of old movies now because they have like a 80s, early 90s genre. And it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, man. And I never really grasped the idea that the police don't show up to like the very end of a lot of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like all this gunfire and all this shit going down, explosions. And then at the very end, like what seems like an hour later after all this bullshit, like 80 cops show up and they take the hero away. He's bleeding, you know.
The cops were kind of around in this movie, but they were sort of
where were you, man?
They were sort of in the background, like they were around.
That always bugs me, and it fights with that, you know.
I don't know. It didn't bug me. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. You'd have to see it, and then let me know if you felt the same way, or if you were like, I can kind of see what you mean, but not for me.
They kind of portrayed cops as being dumb and like just clueless back in the 80s, I guess, in a lot of movies. Like,
they were
always
like,
fucked up in the chases, like,
whoa, I turned too tight, my sirens fell off, I'm stupid.
Yeah. In this movie, there were kind of two main cops, and one of them was like the new rookie cop, and the other one was the older cop that'd been around.
Yeah.
He wasn't really old, he'd just been around.
Yeah.
And the one that kind of been around wasn't such a wiener.
Yeah, okay.
The other one was more like comic relief,
mm-hmm.
kind of. But the other one was like a respectable dude, I guess. I don't know. I think we should stop talking about this because
I'm just
rambling about nothing. Yeah. But I enjoyed it. I recommend it. Check out Streets of Fire.
Kyle's brain should have shat it out.
Yeah, well, I think it
could
did.
Have. Could
I might. It might not have existed until a few days ago when I dreamed it up.
Yeah, who knows?
Okay, and we got another Twitter that actually just kind of came in after you got here, I think.
Really?
But before we started doing the show.
Yeah.
From our friend Devin. He says, dudes, what time do you wake up for work? I'm up ATV 5:30. I'm up at 5:30 or does ATV mean something?
I don't know what that means.
I'm up at 5:30 and it makes me want to slit throats. I am typically up by 7 a.m., if not earlier. Orion?
Oh, man. It makes me feel like a douche. I am up at 11:30 in the morning at the earliest. Yeah.
That's earlier than I would be up working when you work.
Yeah.
Like I, because 7 is like the latest I can possibly sleep, really.
I do a 1 p.m. to 9 every day. So yeah, I stay up late and wake up late. It just kind of fits.
For a while, I was getting up at 6 every day on purpose, just trying to like make myself do better. But I've kind of relapsed on that.
I'm kind of curious as to why to ask this. Like, who gives a shit?
I don't know.
When do you wake up?
He's just curious, I guess.
Yeah, I wake up late because,
getting up at 7 or 6 does make me want to slit throats. I hate it.
Yeah.
And But there's nothing I can do about it, you know, except get another job, which would almost certainly be shittier than the one I have. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So voicemails?
Voicemails.
Okay. I think we got two this week. Believe.
Hey, Chad. Doof here. I was perusing my Facebook wall, and I saw that one of my friends or acquaintances had a link to a cause entitled Ask the Super Bowl Host Committee to Stand Up and Protect Children. And I got to thinking, huh? What do children have to fear from the Super Bowl? I was so confused, so I clicked on the link, and apparently I was the only one who didn't know about this. The Super Bowl is one of the largest epicenters of child sex trafficking. I'll send you guys the link and get your thoughts on this, because I didn't know about it. I didn't get the memo. Maybe I was sick that day. All right, later.
And he did send us the link.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know about this either, but he sent us a link to this thing. It's at change.org. It says, ask the Super Bowl host committee to stand up and protect children. And I read a little bit of this earlier, and it reads like a parody to me.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds insane.
Yeah.
And I guess this is possible, but it seems really strange. The trafficking of children for sale at the Super Bowl is well documented. Texas Attorney General Abbott is taking a stand and has prepared a task force to identify and respond to traffickers who plan to sell children at the Super Bowl. Like, this sounds like a Mad Libs to me. Like, they used to say something else.
Yeah.
However, it is not enough to expect law enforcement and victim advocates to bear the entire burden of responding to this issue, which is expected to include many victims. In support of the efforts of the task force, we are requesting the Super Bowl host committee embrace a proactive approach with community members by endorsing the I'm Not Buying It campaign, which would raise awareness and deter the buying of children during the Super Bowl. I'm not buying it.
I'm sorry.
By which I mean children at the Super Bowl.
This man is insane.
Intoxicated. Yeah. This can't be a real
Jesus
thing.
Christ.
I guess it kind of makes sense, sort of.
If
like,
I were trafficking kids, yes, I guess that would...
I guess it kind of makes sense in a weird, twisted kind of way. Like, I'm selling kids. Where can we meet where it wouldn't seem that crazy for me to bring a bunch of kids around and, like, you know, in a crowd?
Yeah, couldn't you just go to the guy's house? I mean...
And I guess if you're buying children, you probably have money and it's not such a big deal to get Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But it just seems like... There got to be better ways to do this.
Yeah. It's like when I would buy marijuana.
Yeah.
They'd always be like, okay, we'll meet at this like parking lot behind a bar. And yeah, we'll do it there in a really bad neighborhood. And it's like, can't you just come over?
I always kind of wonder about...
Like, fuck, man.
I guess if
can't
I was...
Can't you just come in and we'll do this and you'll leave? No one will ever know.
I wonder, yeah, because I guess if I was meeting like a drug dealer...
Yeah.
But it was somebody I didn't know. It's like a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd rather meet them someplace other than my house because I don't need them knowing where I live and what stuff I have.
That's you know? True. Ooh, nice TV.
But
I'll be back.
But if it was like a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I don't know. It does seem weird. Like
somebody you knew.
Just fucking come over. Like, I promise there aren't going to be any cops in the closet.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But this is so strange. It just keeps going on and on. Like, and it acts like we all know.
I like how Dave says, like, as if he was the only one that didn't know. Like, everyone he knows.
We all know about the child sex trafficking.
Fucking dicks. Yeah.
Happening at the Super
what,
Bowl.
You didn't know?
As evidenced by the tremendous amount of work and money the host committee has channeled into Slant 45. I don't know what that is. There's a link, but I'm not going to click it. Take that, Slant 45. Clearly improving the lives of children is a priority. Countless children in the DFW region of Dallas-Fort Worth, I think is what that stands for, have benefited by the commitment and opportunities provided by this program. However... The children trafficked to Dallas-Fort Worth to meet the demand of the Super Bowl are being left to fend for themselves. Okay, this makes me wonder about something. Is there something related to the Super Bowl in which you would need to purchase children? Because it says, the children trafficked to DFW to meet the demand of the Super Bowl. Like, as if there's like a halftime show kid orgy or something.
We need this many kids.
Yeah. We need 11,000 kids at the Super Bowl.
Quick. We're shutting down.
Yeah.
We're shutting down.
God damn it. We got 500 pedos coming.
We got to meet demand.
Yeah. It seems like, I don't know, like child sex trafficking demand is a demand you would never have to meet.
You know?
I think they'll deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are they going to do? Report you to the Better Business Bureau? They did not provide the 13-year-old I wanted.
Oh, man. What are they going to do? I mean,
tell all the security guard guys, you know, to like every child you see, walk up to him and ask, is this your father?
Are you for sale? If you see any kids with price stickers on them, you report those to the police.
Yeah. Oh, God. What are they going to do?
You see, like, a Down syndrome kid with, like, a sale sign, like a price tag that's got the price X'd out and a new price, a new lower price written in.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
I mean, I guess if this is really happening, if there's, you know, kids being bought and sold at the Super Bowl.
God damn.
Yeah, shut it down. I mean, who would say no to this?
Yeah.
People who want to buy kids. You know, that's it, right? Yeah. Like, who else? Like, do you think there's somebody out there who's like, you know what? I think buying and selling children is wrong. I have no interest in buying or selling a child.
Yeah.
But, you know, live and let live.
I want to see the Super Bowl.
I'm indifferent. You want to sell children? Whatever.
Yeah.
No big deal. How is this something that needed a petition?
Yeah.
Like, come on, Super Bowl host committee. We need you to say no child sex trafficking. And the Super Bowl host committee is like, nah.
Yeah.
Come on. I don't want to alienate anybody.
What a tough position they're put in.
Yeah. That's a lot of our business.
Yeah.
Is rich pedophiles.
It's not like they're going to ban children from
the
Super Bowl. Yeah. I mean, like, kids give a shit anyway.
Just shut the Super Bowl down.
Billy's first Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, I'm convinced that most children, at least under like the teenage years,
don't give a shit about
things like the Super Bowl. They just kind of pretend to give a shit because dad gives a shit or mom gives a shit. And like, hey, I like things that my parents like. This is our thing.
Exactly. And if they ban kids and some guy shows up with his kid and they're like, sir, we ban kids because, you know, child trafficking. And he's like, what? Well, that's bullshit. You know, then the mob will beat the shit out of that guy because he might. It sounds like he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm trying to figure out what they actually want done here.
Yeah. What do you expect?
It says
to do.
Now let's join together and ask the host committee to take a stand and set the standard for all Super Bowl host committees to come.
And as the host committee, I would ask, so what do you want done?
Yeah, as the host committee, I officially don't want you to sell kids at the Super Bowl. Are we good? What else do you want from me? The host committee has the biggest megaphone to prevent the buying and selling of American children during this year's festivities. I think it would probably take something more than a megaphone.
Yeah.
You know, like the Super Bowl host committee says, hey. Don't fucking buy and sell kids at the Super Bowl. And then people are like, oh, all right.
Stomp.
Fine. I guess we got to take it to the Rose Bowl or something. Yeah. I don't know. Law enforcement, legislators, nonprofits, churches, and businesses all are stepping up to the plate to stop this horrific abuse of our children. They've all decided not to buy this year. It's time that the host committee faces the reality that children will be trafficked to North Texas and answer the question, what role will they play in preventing the sex trafficking of children during the Super Bowl? What role do you want me to play?
Still,
I don't know.
I still don't know what you want me to do.
I don't like
it
either.
There's no mention of any plan.
Yeah.
What do they expect? Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
What are they going to do? What can you do?
I don't know.
There's no solution except
walk up and ask, are you for sale?
The only thing I'm seeing that they're trying to do, really.
Is there something?
Well, they've got this, I'm not buying it.
Oh, yeah.
Diet Dr. Pepper. They got this, I ate some peanuts earlier, too, and that smelled peanutty.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not buying it campaign, which is...
You wear a wristband?
The
traffickers won't buy that?
T-shirts and flyers and stickers and stuff is what it seems to be that says, I'm not buying it.
So if you're the one guy that didn't get the memo or whatever, or decided, oh man, I don't really care for buying that kind of shit.
Ooh, I think this might be a video.
Oh, right.
It's a public service announcement for this
campaign. I hope this helps.
Yeah, this might...
shed some light.
Elucidate things.
Most people only believe that sex trafficking happens across the world, far away from the land of the free.
Little do they know, it happens right there at their own Super Bowl.
Not my Super Bowl.
Oh, your Super Bowl, indeed.
No. Truth is that there are 100 to 300,000 people exploited right here in the United States each year. See, sex trafficking isn't just happening in India or Thailand. It's
Where do you come up with those numbers? I mean, for one thing, that's a pretty fucking broad gap. 100,000 to 300,000. And how would you,
is there a census?
Yeah. Okay, all right. So how many people are living in your house? Okay, five. Yeah, okay, yeah. And how many of those are under 18? Four. Okay. And how many of those were bought at the Super Bowl? Three. Okay. Okay. Good. Thank you for your time.
How do you find out?
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, the only thing I can think of is that, like, you bust so many people. Yeah. Somehow, you know, you catch them.
Jesus.
And then you go, well, there were probably more.
Like, how do you make that guess? How do you know what to guess?
Yeah, I guess that's why there's a 200,000 gap there, leeway.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's see what else this fat bitch has to say.
Happening right here in our own backyard.
Sexual exploitation and trafficking is the fastest growing illegal trade and is expected to surpass drug trafficking in the next 2 years.
It sounds like something I need to get into then. It's the fastest growing illegal trade? Fucking sign me up.
iPhone, child.
Well, iPhones aren't illegal.
Oh, yeah.
These victims suffer brutal physical and psychological torture from the captors. Many of them children, and they're crying out.
Who are they to say?
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What if they don't, though?
is that okay, then?
Like, look, yeah, okay, I bought a kid at the Super Bowl, but I treat him real good.
Yeah.
Like, I had enough money to buy a kid, which means I have enough money to keep a kid happy.
Yeah, got him ice cream.
They're doing better now than they were before. They used to be for sale. Yeah. Now they live in a house. Everything's good.
For our help.
The need is urgent. Individuals forced into sex slavery live on average only 7 years.
Is that the only reason you would buy a kid? Sex slavery? Like, there got to be other reasons to buy a kid. Like, I need someone to do the gardening.
Yeah. If you see a little kid out in a front yard mowing the lawn,
getting
probably
fucked. They're getting fucked when that lawn's done being mowed. They're only out mowing the lawn because the pedophile inside is between orgasms.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's taking a nap. All right.
After they're forced to begin work in this field. But God's people are being called to take a stand.
Each year, the Super Bowl captivates audiences across the country. This year, the Super Bowl is in Dallas-Fort Worth, a leading hub for sex trafficking. 15% of all calls to the national hotline come from this area. Research shows that a major sporting event such as this can increase the demand for sexual trafficking by up to 80%.
What kind of Super Bowl parties are these people having?
Did he just say, I might have missed it, a national hotline?
Yeah.
Like, people are calling in?
I just fucked a kid that I just bought. Oh, click.
I think my neighbor just bought a kid because they didn't used to have kids, and now they have one that's Asian. That's called adoption. Yeah. They adopt Korean kids all the time. I think my neighbor just bought a kid.
Oh, that's quite the hub.
I love that this is somehow connected to sporting events. A major sporting event such as this will drive the demand for child prostitutes way up. Big time.
Yeah.
Because that's what I like. I like to watch a football game, maybe have some nachos, fuck a kid.
It's only football.
You know? Yeah. Well, no, he said major sporting events. Okay. So maybe.
Maybe some baseball.
Maybe it's all kinds of football. American, European, whatever.
Don't have to stand by and accept this. We believe that God is calling us to stand against this crime.
I think that is a bad idea.
Bad.
Throwing that in there.
It is.
Because like, sure, there are lots of people who are going to hear that and go, yeah. But then there are other people like me who are going to hear that and go, okay, stupid. It doesn't invalidate the rest of your argument. It's just like, it doesn't help it at all. Like, God's people, what does that have to do with child sex?
But I believe in Allah.
Like, I don't believe in God, so yeah, sell kids, whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't believe in God, so, you know, sell them.
by using the Super Bowl as a platform to raise awareness and decrease demand. I'm Natalie Grant. Please join me and the Home Foundation in partnership with Traffic 911, along with local, national, and international organizations for the I'm Not Buying It campaign.
For more information on how you can join the fight against modern-day slavery, visit traffic911.org.
What a cute little slogan, too, for like an anti-child sex trafficking campaign. Yeah. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
Could you have come up with something a little less sassy? I'm not buying it.
Oh, man.
I don't know. There's more to this, but I don't know if we should keep playing it.
Is this in YouTube or on YouTube?
No, it's on traffic911.com.
If this was on YouTube, I'd be the one guy that would say, dude, what song is that playing in the background? I got to download that.
Oh, man. It totally makes me horny for kids.
Like, yeah, whatever, that video, whatever. That piano part was beautiful. I want to download that.
I know.
Jesus.
I think.
Good shit.
I think I might be out of shit to say about this because I just don't buy kids at the Super Bowl. I can't stress this enough. If you were planning on buying kids at the Super Bowl, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't.
Naughty, naughty. Because I'm not buying it.
I really think.
I love it.
Who's that? Like.
What
this is
sack
another
of one. Shit came up with that?
That's another one of those things where people just like to pretend. It's like those pink bracelets for cancer or, you know, the ribbons you put on your car. Like, I support this.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
Like, you support the refrigerator magnet industry. But
of all things to kind of support half-assed.
Child sex trafficking. Hey, I got a bracelet.
I did my part.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Okay. Well, we got another voicemail. I feel like we should address that before we fucking pass out from child sex trafficking laughter.
Okay. Hey, is this Nick? Sorry, this message is kind of fuzzy, but I'm calling all the way from merry old England. I'm on break at work and reading the paper, and it says a soldier wins a £1.7 million payout for losing his leg in Afghanistan. He's got the money from the Ministry of Defence. Now, I might sound like an ass, but I don't believe that you should get compensation for having your leg blown off while you're in the army in Afghanistan, basically. I know it's like one of those unfortunate things that happens, but it is kind of probably in the job description that something like that may happen. I was just wondering your thoughts on the subject. And congratulations to Orion and Aldi, and congratulations to Kyle, I guess, for losing weight and stuff. Okay, looking forward to the show. Bye.
Aww.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So, Orion, I'm always amused to find out how much of these you understood when it's someone with a foreign
accent. Was it my
accent.
Face?
At first, you looked a little confused.
Bite my lip. Oh.
I'm curious as to how much of that you
translating.
Got.
Translating. About 10%.
So what
more
was
than
it?
Usual.
What was it about the voicemail?
Some guy got his leg blown off.
Okay.
He was in the military.
Yep.
And he won some kind of settlement for $1.7 million.
I forget the figure, but it was in pounds.
Pounds? But, I'm sorry. Like a lot of fucking money. And she thinks that shouldn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay. So my thoughts on the subject are, well, for one, I'd just like to say, hey, awesome. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, it's about fucking
time. I think that's the first time she's called, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you for calling.
And it appears that she called from an actual phone, like not a Skype or anything.
Oh, I was going to say.
Which is surprising.
Okay.
Because we don't really get a lot of out of the country phone calls, I think, which is, you know, why we mostly don't get out of the country voicemails, except when half left calls on Skype.
Yeah.
Anyway, my take on the situation there, I'm not entirely sure what happened because I didn't bother to like try to do any research or anything and figure out what you were talking about. So I don't know if like there was like a suit and this is a settlement kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, or how this came about. I am okay with, like she says, I don't like the idea of, you know, you get your leg blown off and all of a sudden you get paid a shit ton of money. Yeah. Like
when you signed up for it.
You knew you were going to get your legs blown off.
Yeah. Which makes me kind of iffy on this. Yeah, like, wait a minute, something else is involved here.
What I think is, if this is a settlement, like a suit, like a lawsuit thing, like I didn't know I was gonna get my legs blown off. Rah, 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 pay me $1 billion. That I think is shitty, and I kind of agree with you. They shouldn't be able to do that. Yes, you fucking knew, and if you didn't, then you're retarded. Like, I wish you got your head blown off.
Yeah.
But if it is like some kind of thing that's like in their contract or whatever when they sign up for the military that says if you get your legs blown off or, you know, whatever, some kind of injury, you are entitled to this amount of compensation. I think that is perfectly valid. I think it makes sense if like your country is asking you to sign up to potentially get your legs blown off that they say, we'll pay for it though if you get them, if it happens.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. So I think it depends on how it happened. If you signed up knowing you weren't going to get paid if your legs got blown off, and then you got mad because you weren't getting paid when your legs got blown off, then you're an idiot. And I don't think you deserve shit. Yeah. I think you deserve to be thrown headfirst into a trash can.
I want to look into this because if that was the case and everybody's missing the fine print, you know, we have so many veterans that are homeless. I mean, shit, it would make a lot of the amputee military veterans rich, you know.
Well, they'd all be rich. Also talking about two different countries.
That's true. Never mind.
I'm not saying I think that this, whatever it was, a large figure. I think it was probably some kind of a legal settlement and not like,
that makes
this
sense,
is what you get when you get your legs blown off. I'm just saying if it were in the contract or whatever that, you know, we agree, this is what we'll do if you get your legs blown off. That's okay with me.
Yeah. Maybe it was a bazooka that misfired that.
Well, you know, I don't care really how it happened.
Like, it wasn't the enemy. I don't know.
I still don't really care how it happened. Because to me, this is like an extreme version of like the idiot way back who spilled hot coffee on themselves at McDonald's and then sued won.
Yeah.
You idiot. That's what coffee is, unless it's an iced coffee, which I don't think was even really a thing back then.
Yeah.
That's what coffee is.
Caution. Very hot.
And now, they all have to say, watch out, retard. This is hot. And even at that, like, you're on shaky ground.
Like, yeah,
we could maybe still sue you.
Yeah.
I'm going to burp again.
I feel better.
Oh, God. Peanuts. But yeah, so that's where I stand, unless you have any.
I totally agree with you, unfortunately.
Sorry. God damn it.
I know.
We need to fight about something. But I don't know what. Miss Nick actually sent me in private messages again. More sexy private things that I shouldn't be sharing with the world.
Damn it.
Here's a news article. And actually it has a video with it that I might play in a second. Anyway, the news article is riding a horse while drunk deemed legal in U.S. state of Montana.
All right.
Now this is a metro.co.uk article. So this is like a UK thing, but about the state of Montana. So they then proceed to say drink driving might be banned the world over, but in one U.S. state, drink driving is allowed and positively encouraged, as this recent advertising campaign shows. I still really hate the term drink driving.
You sound retarded.
It doesn't just sound wrong because I'm not used to hearing it that way. Yeah. It sounds wrong because it doesn't make sense. Like
drink driving.
I don't know. You drive drunk. You are drunk when you're driving. You are not drink when you're driving.
Yes,
presumably
exactly.
You're not drinking when you're not driving with a drink. You're not driving a drink. You're drunk driving. Anyway, the Montana Department of Transportation started a legal debate with an advert urging drinkers to get a lift home. The public safety video featured a horse picking up a rider at a bar. It was meant to act as a metaphor to encourage drinkers to seek alternative means of getting home. But in a state well known for its horse culture, it is being taken literally.
Of course.
Curious residents calling Helena police.
have been told that riding a horse while under the influence is legal. The law in Montana carefully defines a vehicle and excludes those running under real horsepower. Oh, that's cute. The video shows a savvy horse carefully obeying traffic laws on a nighttime journey through town before stopping in front of a bar to pick up a rider who has enjoyed a drink or two. And I think I'm going to try to play the video, but I don't know if there's going to be any good audio in it or not. This is the commercial. There's a horse walking around.
It better be.
By itself. Stopping at a traffic light.
What you're planning.
Some guys at a bar.
No matter what you're planning.
If you plan to drink.
Guy just came out of the bar.
Have a friend get you home.
Got on the horse and the horse is taking him home.
Get ride home ideas and tools at plantolive.mt.gov.
Now, I get the impression that this is meant to be like, look how ridiculous this is. You can ride a horse drunk.
Yeah.
That's dumb. And yeah, it's kind of dumb. But the horse isn't a car. Like if you stop if you stop steering the horse, it isn't just going to run headfirst into a tree.
Yeah.
It's a horse. It has its own interest in mind as well. Yeah, you know, if it's a blind horse, I guess it might run into a tree. I've always found it kind of amazing, though, that people can drive a horse at all.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think horses are either really fucking stupid, really fucking, like, they have really low self-esteem.
Yeah, the former.
Or they hate your guts, and they just want you to stop kicking them, so they do what you say.
Yeah.
Because it makes no sense to me that you can control a horse.
Yeah.
It's a fucking animal. Like, if you got on my back and started kicking me in the sides, I wouldn't go where you wanted
I'd
me to.
I'd want to kill you.
Yeah, I'd want to hurt you. I would want you dead.
Yes.
So I don't. It's amazing to me that we can do this at all. I mean, I know there's training and stuff. But,
yeah.
But ultimately, it's still up to the horse. No matter how well you trained it, the horse still has a brain of its own and can decide, fuck you, I'm going where I want. So if you're like wasted, the horse, like I said, isn't going to run headfirst into a tree or off a bridge or something because you're swaying back and forth on its back. It's just going to walk, maybe not where you intended, but everything will be fine.
Once again, I can't get over the idea of what the reaction was, like being right there, like this commercial is playing and some guy, some fat piece of shit gets a clever idea.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. He brought a horse. Yes, I did. Oh, you're a genius. Oh,
man, you're the great. Oh, can we all ride that horse? Fuck if I know. Let's try it.
Like five fat dudes trying to pile on the back of a horse.
He's trying to pile a big girl on the back.
Take her home.
She's passed out. He's trying to throw her up over there.
Don't worry, horse. I'll walk.
Oh, I can't get her up on the horse. So maybe I'll...
I don't know. If you live in a place where riding a horse to the bar is a legitimate option, kill yourself. or like, go stand in the middle of that area. Walk away until you get to a place where that's no longer a reasonable possibility.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop there, plant some heavy-duty explosives. Now just keep going around the perimeter and then detonate them all so that your area just sinks into the earth and never to be seen again. Because I'm sorry, but we don't need you. We don't. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Man. God, there's other stuff. This is, I've gotten to the point again in the episode where I'm like, should we stop? Should we keep going? I feel like if we keep going.
Well, what do you got, Kyle? Come on.
I feel like maybe we should just stop.
No faith.
All right. Unless you got something you want to talk about.
What do I got here? Big list of bullshit. No, I don't, Kyle. Let's,
All right. Then I think we should stop.
All right.
We should quit while we're slightly behind.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it for us this week, folks.
As usual, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can email me at Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
You can send us delightful voicemails at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
You can check us out in the forums, IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum. I noticed, like, this week, the last couple days, today it seems to be okay again, but the website was just sort of half down. Did you notice this?
I didn't, but it's been running really slow, Kyle.
It runs slow kind of all the time, which I think has to do with our host. But
not all the time. Sometimes it's like, boom, there. But other times it's like, whoa, it's usually, my internet down?
It's usually kind of slow, but like there were a few days this week where it was so slow that, yeah, I was
like
concerned.
It came up web page on
a couple times. Really? Yeah, ooh, it did
that
to
no
me.
Good.
The thing is, I don't really know how to fix that. And
well,
I think the only way to really fix it is to switch hosts.
Yeah.
But I'm like about to our hosting is expiring.
I wouldn't worry.
Like
about
next Friday.
Yeah.
And I have to either re-up or switch to another host, but I have no idea how to switch to another host. So I'm going to just, we're going to have another year of this rolling the dice.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Yeah. But check us out in the forum.
Yeah.
There's also the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/idchat and twitter.com/idchat. And the Twitter has become a little more active recently, which is kind of cool. So you should check that out if you haven't.
Yes.
And that's that. Well, and you can donate.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That should do it.
Thanks for listening, guys. Once again, this has been episode 102.
Yeah.
And we will check you next motherfucking week. Can't wait.
Word.